This is James McElhinney speaking with James Rosenquist at his studio in New York City on Wednesday, March 28th, 2013. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon and welcome to my humble casa here.
Very splendid place indeed. Big room, beautiful skylight, large pictures on the walls. So
you want to know how I got here?
Well, let's start since recently we've been celebrating the life of Will Barnett, who I understood was a teacher of yours and with whom you remained.
Shortly, very short, really? 1 month. So he died. He was 101, he died. So I asked Elena, how did he die? Well, he went to sleep and I went to wake him up and he didn't wake up.
Well, that's a way to
go. It's a way to go. He sailed to infinity.
So you only studied with him for a month?
About a month, yeah. But you know, the strangest thing is I met some of my lifelong friends in his class. Lo and behold, they all died ahead of him, and they're all much, much younger. That's so weird.
Who among them?
One was Ray Donarski, a tight friend of mine for years and years and years. And then Henry Pearson, he was older. He was older, though. But then, you know, the camaraderie and, you know, that he had in his class, it was very relaxed and it was, you know, nice.
So I'm going to ask you a question.
Contrary to other people. Now, Morris Cantor, who was a hell of a nice guy, but he's very, very quiet, and he just used to wiggle his finger. And then I studied with George Gross quite a while, and he was a good friend. I was poor, you know, on the verge of starvation, and he was a ladies' man, and he used to go to a lot of very, very fancy cocktail parties all over Manhattan, penthouses, Sutton Place, everything else. Here's the curious thing. In those days, that's back in the 50s, in those days, we'd go to these places and I says, George, what's this the cost here for this? This place, oh, very, very expensive. $300 a month. Then we go to another place. George, how much is this penthouse? Oh, it's expensive. $350 a month.
Wow.
So the thing was, I met a lot of people. I thought they were, I don't know what they were, rich, middle class, or what they were, but they lived really well. They lived very damn well. And then also, artists at that time, there weren't very many art galleries, so artists would have cocktail parties and show each other their works, and that was it. And they lived, and a lot of them were commercial artists, they did other kinds of works, but you know, the thing was being an artist. But there was
you mean earning a living doing
anything?
Illustration, window dressing, house painting, whatever. Let me ask you, when was the first time you remember being in the presence of a work of art?
Easy. I didn't know what the hell it was. I was a little boy. And I snuck into the Minneapolis Art Institute. And I ran out. Went home and I said, Mama! They got dead bodies in there and they haven't buried them yet. They were Egyptian mummies.
Oh.
Then also, I said one time, when I was still very little, two curators at that museum took out fencing equipment with the regalia masks and everything. They were fencing in the backyard of the museum and where they got cut one guy a little bit. I thought, yikes! They're really bringing the distant history to life with these things that usually just hang on racks in museums, and they were doing it.
So in armor, actually wearing armor.
Yeah, you know, they had armor, and they cut the guy.
That's crazy. So you grew up in Minneapolis.